The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
Julianne Benzil, she is a history teacher in Rockland High School, California. Last week, when the kids were walking out, she just asked the question, this is a march about the Second Amendment and constitutional rights. Would our school be right and justified to allow a 17-minute walkout from school if it was pro-life? Well, that was too dicey. Unsafe. That's unsafe thinking. So she was expelled from school and put on administrative leave. When we talked to her last week, we wanted to get an update and find out what has happened since. Julianne, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good.
I would say that James Madison would be overwhelmed by your brilliant prologue there. That was something else.
Well, thank you very much. But what do you know? You're a history teacher in California.
Exactly.
That's questioning things. So when, you know, the last time we spoke, you were just getting the facts. You were mainly getting the facts from the news. You said your teachers union was standing up for your right to talk. What has happened since?
Well, I have to tell you, Glenn, that I'm so appreciative of people like you, and I have such an appreciation for the industry at this point, because I genuinely believe that had it not been for the outrage and the backlash from not just my local community, because my parents and students have rallied around me like you would not believe, but this nation, and because of people like you, my school district completely redacted basically everything, even though they violated not only the First Amendment, but my Sixth Amendment due process. I genuinely, honestly don't know why. They've never told me exactly what I did wrong. Apparently it was never a disciplinary issue. Like you alluded to, essentially because I questioned whether one protest would be afforded the same convenience and courtesy as another protest, I think a few students thought that was inappropriate, inflammatory. They were uncomfortable. And my takeaway from this is, go ahead.
No, go ahead. You take away from this what?
Well, the kind of frightening thing is that two students and one parent complained, and that was enough to take a 20-year unscathed teaching record and put me on leave without giving me a reason why. That's pretty scary.
Is that going to be removed from your record?
Well, there is nothing on my record because apparently this was not a disciplinary issue. So my record is still unscathed.
Okay.
My reputation is somewhat defamed, but I can handle that. But no, there's no discipline in my record right now.
Okay. So I'm just wondering, because I mean, if I were a high school kid, because you're teaching AP classes, right? I mean, you're teaching college level classes. Yeah. If I were in your class, I think just as an experiment, I would organize a walkout for life. Even if I didn't believe in it, I was the kind of kid that would have organized it and said, let's find out what they would say.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know your history well enough that the ACLU loves to do test cases. You know, Scopes trial in 1925 with evolution. Let's test whether evolution is okay to be, taught in public schools. So I say let's test this. And this is genuinely not coming from me, but I'm going to go ahead and advocate for it. I have a student who is actually meeting with our administration and going to go ahead and test this. He's unbelievably brave and courageous to do this. But as I told your producer, and I don't know if you want me to go ahead and suggest what they might be doing, but let's go ahead and flip this. Let's flip this, right? So George Clooney backed with his own personal money the hashtag enough. And, Teen Vogue and Women's March in Power, all these people united behind this to, organize this protest. Hmm. Well, how about we flip it and do hashtag life? And we try to maybe get a Clint Eastwood or a Tim Allen or a rare Hollywood conservative to back this. and maybe get the Heritage Foundation or the American Family Association. And let's just flip this and see what happens.
Gosh, I just had Jim Caviezel in studio yesterday. That's we might have some connections to some Hollywood people that might want to do that. Can you pass on to my producer or, you know, ask this this student of yours if they would like to come on? Because I'd love to talk to this student.
Yes. In fact, I actually asked him if he was willing to have his name out there, and he said 100%. Yes, his name is Brandon Gillespie, and I would be happy to forward you his information.
Oh, yes.
I am impressed beyond belief because he, and I just want to be clear that I never advocated. I asked a question.
Right. Sure.
And it came to his, mind because he actually understood my question, and he actually thought, and he's like, I wonder if this administration would, and he has the courage and the audacity to make an appointment and see what they say.
Well, I think that's fantastic. So we're going to reach out. We're going to reach out to him, and maybe we'll have him on tomorrow. And I am sure that we have a few people in this audience that wouldn't mind helping with that. And gosh, I might even want to attend.
If you don't mind, your opening there was so insightful. And I have to tell you that I do believe that we can get back to a place of respecting and appreciating James Madison and this document that he created. I received a barrage of emails, but there's this one email that stands out to me that I'm like, I think we can get back here. There is a lady, I don't even know where it would, you know, there's all these people are coming from out of everywhere, but she said, I am pro-choice. She said, but I would put my own money behind you and a movement to test this to see if a pro-life movement or rally or protest.
Yes.
Thought, who is this person? This
That's an American. That's somebody.
That is an absolute
patriot
American. So
yes.
There may be an undercurrent of people who actually get it.
Okay. Hang on. I'm going to get the information, but count me in. That's Julianne Benzel. She is the Rockland High School history teacher. We'll talk to her again. She's fantastic. Science, it's just a science experiment. That's all it is. It's just a social experiment. That's what it is.
We are known for our science and discovery in that field.
We are.
And
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.